This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded India's young innovators for their pivotal role in advancing technology and driving the nation's self-reliance. Digital India has empowered the youth to harness innovation, reinforcing India's position as a global technology powerhouse over the past 11 years. Responding to posts on social media by MyGov India, Mr. Modi said leveraging the power of technology has brought innumerable benefits for the people. The Digital India initiative has turned technology into a tool for empowerment, bridging gaps, unlocking opportunities, and making governance more accessible and transparent for every citizen. On the International Day of Yoga on the 21st of this month, more than 1 lakh yoga events based on common yoga protocol will be conducted simultaneously from 6:30 to 7:40 in the morning. This year, the theme is One Earth, One Health. Addressing media in New Delhi, Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav said the main event will be held at Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate.
He said, "Bharat mein ek prithvi ek swasthya ke liye yog theme ke tahat ekjut ho rahe taki vyaktigat swasthya aur vaishvik sadbhav ke liye yog ke jariye Vasundhaiva Kutumbakam ki bhavna ko badhava diya ja sake. Main media se anurodh karta hu ki ve antarrashtriya yog divas 2025 को एक ऐसा यादगार कार्यक्रम बनाने के सरकार के इस प्रयास में शामिल हो जो लोगों को योग को दैनिक जीवन में अपनाने के लिए प्रेरित करे.
He said more than 65,000 organizations from across the nation have registered to host the Yoga Sangam. Mr. Jadhav added that the representatives from around 40 countries will participate in the main Yoga Day event at Vishakhapatnam. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today inaugurated the Lok Samvardhan Parv at Rajghat in New Delhi. The event, which will culminate on Sunday, showcases the government's key schemes, programs and achievements under the vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. It also highlights the continuous efforts of the government towards the economic empowerment of minority communities, especially artisans and traditional craftspeople. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the India-Sweden partnership is a model of how two diverse economies can create mutual benefit through shared vision and cooperation. He was addressing the Confederation of Swedish Enterprises and interacting with leading Swedish and Indian business leaders during the India-Sweden High-Level Trade and Investment Policy Forum in Sweden yesterday.
The two sides to conclude the free trade agreement between EU and India before the end of calendar 25. We are very much on track to achieve that. Significant progress has been made. More than half the chapters are ready. In terms of content, I would say we are almost 90% ready for market access issue. On services and rules of origin, our negotiations start on Monday. Should not be difficult. There may be a few areas where we will need ministerial intervention.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said there has been more than 90 times increase in direct benefit transfer, DBT, in just a decade. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman said from over 7,000 crore in 2014, DBT has risen to 6.83 lakh crore in the last financial year. The 8th edition of Exercise Shakti 2025, a joint military exercise between India and France, will be held from the 18th of June to the 1st of July at La Cavalerie in France. The aim of the exercise is to enhance joint military capability of both sides to undertake multi-domain operations in a sub-conventional scenario. In a social media post, the Indian Army said the joint exercise will facilitate developing interoperability, bonhomie and camaraderie between the armies of both the nations. South Africa will resume the second day's play of the ICC World Test Championship final against Australia at 3 p.m. today at Lord's in London. South Africa were 43-4 against Australia at stumps on day one. Protest skipper Themba Bavuma and David Bellingham will resume the innings on day two after a power-packed bowling action on the opening day. And with that, we end this news bulletin.